Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Are you ready to dive into something kind of different today?
I am, bring it on.
All right, so today we're going exploring what the Bible has to say about health.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we've got all these fascinating verses that touch on everything from like physical well-being to emotional peace, even spiritual health.
Wow, that's quite a range.
Right, and we're not just sticking to one part of the Bible either. We're going to be looking at the Old Testament, the New Testament, Proverbs, Psalms, the Gospels.
So a really well-rounded view.
Exactly, because we
Yeah.
want to see like the whole picture, you know?
I like it.
So get ready for some surprising connections and maybe even like a new perspective on what it actually means to be healthy.
Okay, I'm intrigued already.
Okay, so one thing that really jumps out at me is how the Bible doesn't just focus on like physical health.
Right, it's not just about eating your veggies and hitting the gym.
Yeah, exactly. It's more about this idea of like holistic health.
Yeah, where your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being are all kind of intertwined.
Yeah, there are a lot of verses that really highlight that connection.
Yeah.
Like Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
Such a powerful image, isn't it?
It is.
And there's another one in Proverbs 14:30 that says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones."
So it's not just about what you eat or how much you exercise.
Right, your mental and emotional state plays a huge role too.
It makes you wonder if the writers of Proverbs were even aware of what we now call like psychosomatic illness.
That's a fascinating question. You know, the idea that your mental state can actually like impact your physical well-being.
Yeah, I mean, did they understand that connection?
Well, I don't know if they would have used that specific term,
Right?
but the concept is definitely there in those verses.
Yeah.
Like when they talk about a cheerful heart, they're not just talking about like feeling happy. It's about cultivating an attitude of gratitude, forgiveness, trust in God.
Oh, interesting.
And those are all things that we know today can have a positive effect on your mental and emotional health.
So they were onto something.
It seems so.
So it's like the Bible is saying that taking care of your spiritual and emotional health is just as important as like taking care of your physical body.
Absolutely. And I think that's a message that we can all benefit from hearing
That's
today.
for sure. But what about the verses that talk about God as a healer? How does that fit into all of this?
Well, the concept of God as a healer appears throughout the Bible. You know, in the Old Testament, we see it in verses like Exodus 15:26, where God promises to protect the Israelites from diseases if they obey his commands.
Oh, so there's this element of like divine intervention in health.
Yes. But the concept of healing takes on different forms in different parts of the Bible.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like in Psalm 103, for example, healing is about forgiveness of sins as much as it is about physical restoration.
Interesting.
And then in Isaiah 53, healing is connected to Christ's suffering and sacrifice.
Oh, wow. So there's like a whole deeper spiritual meaning there.
Exactly.
So we have these verses about God's role in healing. But then there are also all those verses about our responsibility for health.
Yeah. Yeah, how do we reconcile those two things?
Right, they seem kind of different.
It's a question that people have been wrestling with for centuries.
Well, what do you think?
Well, one of the most important verses in this context is 1 Corinthians 6:19-20.
Okay, what does that one say?
It calls our bodies temples of the Holy Spirit,
Temples.
and it urges us to honor God through caring for them.
Oh, that's a really powerful image.
It is to understand that concept of a temple, you have to think back to like ancient times.
Okay.
Temples were considered sacred spaces dedicated to the worship of a deity.
Okay.
So when Paul refers to our bodies as temples,
Yeah.
he's saying that they are not just physical
I
vessels,
see.
but also spiritual dwellings.
Whoa, that's deep.
It is. It
Those aren't.
changes how you think about your body, right?
Yeah, it really does. It kind of puts that extra slice of cake into perspective.
Right.
But wouldn't taking care of our bodies imply a lack of faith in God's healing power?
That's where the idea of balance comes in. The Bible doesn't present a black and white view of health. It acknowledges both our responsibility for making wise choices
Okay.
and the reality that ultimately our lives and our health are in God's hands.
So it's not about neglecting our physical needs and just waiting for a miracle.
Exactly. There are plenty of verses that encourage us to actively pursue well-being.
Like what, for example?
Well, Proverbs 4:20-22 stresses the importance of heeding wisdom for health.
Okay.
And 1 Timothy 4:8 even mentions the value of physical training.
So we got to do our part.
We do, but it's not just about external actions. It's also about cultivating a spiritual connection and aligning our lives with God's will.
This whole idea of holistic health is so fascinating.
It is.
And it's like the Bible was way ahead of its time in recognizing that our well-being is influenced by so many factors.
Absolutely.
Both internal and external.
Yeah. And there's one more cluster of verses that I always find really interesting.
Which one?
One's about the power of words.
Oh.
It's like the Bible was into positive affirmations centuries before they became trendy.
You're talking about those verses in Proverbs.
Right.
Where it compares like reckless words to piercing swords.
Yes. And how the tongue of the wise brings healing.
It's not just a one-off verse either.
No, you see that idea repeated in several places.
Yeah, like Proverbs 13.17, 15.30, 16.24. They all talk about how words, whether positive or negative, have a real impact on health.
It's amazing how those verses tie back into that whole concept of holistic health, you know?
How so?
Well, they highlight the interconnectedness of our words, our emotions, and our physical well-being.
Oh, I see.
It's another layer of that complex web that the Bible is trying to illuminate.
I never really thought about it that way, but it makes sense. The things we say to ourselves and to others can actually affect our overall health.
Exactly.
But isn't there a danger in overemphasizing the power of positive thinking? What about situations where people are facing like real external challenges to their health?
That's a valid point. And the Bible doesn't suggest that positive thinking alone can cure everything.
Right.
But it does highlight the importance of our internal dialogue
yeah.
and how it can either contribute to or detract from our overall well-being, you know?
So it's about being mindful of what we're telling ourselves.
Exactly.
It's like the Bible is encouraging us to find that balance,
you know, to
be active participants in our own health, but also to acknowledge that we're not ultimately in control.
Exactly. And that leads us to another important theme that we see throughout these scriptures, acceptance and rest.
Yeah, like sometimes the healthiest thing we can do is just let go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Surrender the struggle.
Surrender the struggle.
Give up the worry and the stress.
Absolutely. And that's where verses like Matthew 11:28-30 come in. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. It's such a beautiful invitation, you know?
Yeah.
To find peace and solace in faith.
There's something so comforting about those words.
All right.
Like they speak to that deep human need for rest and rejuvenation, not just physically, but emotionally too.
Absolutely. And that idea of finding rest in faith, it connects so beautifully with Philippians 4:6-7, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which encourages us to combat anxiety through prayer and thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's about shifting our focus from our problems to God's presence and provision.
It's like the Bible is giving us permission to like step back from the constant striving.
Right.
You know, and find peace in the middle of all the chaos.
Exactly. But how does that idea of surrender square with all those verses about personal responsibility?
That's a good question.
It seems like a contradiction, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not about neglecting our responsibilities, but rather about recognizing our limitations.
Mm-hmm.
We can do our part by making wise choices, you know, taking care of ourselves.
Right.
But ultimately, we have to trust that God is in control.
So it's about finding that sweet spot between effort and surrender.
Exactly.
Knowing when to push forward and when to just let go.
Yes. And that brings us to another crucial theme that emerges from these scriptures, the limits of human control.
Uh-oh.
This one is a bit of a reality check.
Yeah.
We see this expressed so poignantly in Ecclesiastes 9:11, you know?
Oh, yeah. What does that one say again?
The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, but time and chance happen to them all.
Whoa. Okay, that one always makes me stop and think.
It's a powerful reminder, isn't it?
It is like no matter how much we plan or how hard we try,
right,
there are always going to be things outside of our control.
It's a humbling thought.
It is.
But it can also be incredibly freeing.
How so?
Well, it allows us to release the burden of trying to control everything, you know,
okay.
to embrace a more surrendered posture.
Yeah, I can see that. So we've talked about the interconnectedness of physical, emotional, and spiritual health.
Right.
The balance between divine healing and human responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The power of words.
Yes.
The importance of acceptance and rest.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has.
And it's amazing how these ancient verses can still resonate with us today, you know?
It's true.
They offer so much guidance and insight as we navigate the complexities of modern life.
Absolutely. It seems like the Bible offers a really holistic and nuanced view of health.
I agree.
It goes way beyond just following a set of rules, you know, or striving for some unattainable ideal.
It's about recognizing that true health encompasses our entire being.
Yeah.
Body, mind, and spirit.
And it's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly. And it's about cultivating a deep sense of trust.
In what?
trust in God's love and provision, even when things feel uncertain or out of control.
This has been such an insightful exploration.
It has.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective on what it actually means to be healthy.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, one that's rooted in like a deeper understanding of myself and my relationship with God.
That's beautiful.
Me too. And I hope our listeners are feeling similarly inspired.
I hope so too.
To approach their own health and well-being with like a renewed sense of purpose and peace.
Me too. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
But before we wrap up,
yeah,
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought to ponder.
Oh, I'm intrigued what's on your mind. We were talking about how the Bible calls our bodies temples, right?
Right.
So like if we really believe that, what does that actually mean for how we treat ourselves and others?
Oh, that's a big question.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like what does it mean for the choices we make, the words we speak, the way we move through the world? You know?
Well, if our bodies really are temples of the Holy Spirit, like 1 Corinthians says,
yeah,
then it means we have a responsibility to treat them with reverence and care.
Okay, so what does that look like, practically speaking?
Well, I mean, it means nourishing our bodies with healthy food, exercising regularly, getting enough rest.
Okay, the basics.
Right, but it also means avoiding things that could harm our bodies.
Like drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, or any kind of behavior that could damage or destroy these sacred spaces.
It really makes you think about the choices you make every day, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, do we treat our bodies as sacred, or do we just neglect them, abuse them, take them for granted?
That's a good question to ask ourselves.
And what about the way we treat other people?
Oh, that's a good point.
If everyone is a temple,
yeah,
does that change how we interact with them?
Absolutely. I think it calls us to see the inherent worth and dignity of every single person.
To see them as temples, too.
Exactly. And to treat them with kindness, compassion, respect.
Even when we disagree with them.
Even then.
So it's not just about our personal health.
Right.
It's also about our relationships and how we engage with the whole world around us.
Yeah, it's a much bigger idea than we might think at first.
This whole deep dive has been such an eye-opener for me.
Me too.
I feel like I have a much deeper understanding of what the Bible teaches about health.
That's great.
And how it can apply to my life today, you know?
It's amazing how these ancient teachings can still be so relevant, isn't it?
It really is. Even though we've talked about a lot.
We have.
I still feel like there's so much more to explore.
I think that's the beauty of these texts.
Yeah.
They have so many layers of meaning and wisdom.
And they keep speaking to us in new ways.
Exactly, no matter how many times we read them.
Well, thanks for joining us today on this incredible journey into the Bible's perspective on health.
It's been a pleasure.
It really has. And to our listeners, I encourage you to keep exploring these themes on your own. You know?
Yes. Dive deeper into the scriptures. Reflect on what resonates with you.
Mm-hmm.
Discover how these ancient teachings can illuminate your own path to wholeness and well-being.
And remember, your body is a temple.
Yes.
Treat it with care, reverence, and love. Until next time, stay curious. Keep exploring. And may you find peace and well-being on your own journey.